This is a podcast from Rover.
The Morning Rumble Catch-Up Podcast.
The Morning Rumble Feedback Line. Feedback.
I wonder how that new lady is going with her new life overseas.
Yeah, in Aussie. Because there's no more of snacks. Probably none there either.
Yeah.
So, Miles, over the weekend, something has broken. Well, the headline mentions Coca-Cola. And I think a lot of you read the headline and then commented without reading the actual article.
Well, no, Rog, you see, the problem is the Facebook post didn't mention the Coca-Cola bit. It just said, it's been the same for 60 years, but the favourite fizzy is due for a big change.
And they made a picture of a
picture
couple.
Of three of, like, Coca-Cola's Cola. Three big ones, Fanta, Coke, Sprite. And people have just been up in arms over, no, they're not sure in particular what.
So they haven't read anything further.
But bang on. What's the change, though? So, I mean, no one's read the article, but what is the change?
They're changing the colour of the Sprite bottle due to recycling issues.
Okay,
from green to clear.
That's the big change.
Yeah, that's the change.
Oh, but people haven't cottoned on to that.
Not the actual product in it.
Oh. And it's the surreal insight, isn't it, Miles, of just society.
There's the real comments from real people on the real internet.
Okay. Real knee-jerk. Yeah.
Real knee-jerk stuff here. Leanne Otto. Fanta is not the same. It's tasteless and the colour has changed. We're not talking about... You're exactly right, guys. Leanne is upset. Ingrid, I've drunk Coke every day of my life since I was 15.
Well, that's terrible.
She then adds,
hey, Ross, don't you?
Don't you? Judge.
And don't you judge. You've done things every day that you shouldn't have.
She says, lucky I'm still here.
Lucky I'm still here.
She continues, not a fan of the new Coke Zero. Tastes worse than it used to, and they'd change it back. A bit like the milk bottles. All of a sudden, they changed.
They did.
So I wrote an email, and what they've done is they removed all the dairy products from it. Seriously, change doesn't always mean good.
But Ingrid's still drinking it every day, though.
Tash, leave these drinks alone. You've already destroyed Coke Zero. The new Zero Sugar's disgusting. Makes me want to spew. All you've done is made this loyal customer of Coke for the last 30 years buy bottled water.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's good.
You're due a bottle of water.
Oh, that's good.
Elizabeth Fuller, she's a top fan.
Stop taking your badges. Honestly, stop taking your top fan badges. It doesn't make you any better. I'm a top fan.
You losers. Elizabeth Fuller. Coke Zero's revolting, tastes like fizzy water. Brian Smith, top fan. Who cares? It's just junk food.
That's real top fan stuff.
This is a story about recycling bottles.
Oh, God.
Lance Kingy, when things are going good, they are not broken. Don't change them. Leave things alone.
Lance,
they're just changing the colour of the bottle, buddy. Sarah, she's a top fan as well. Hope it still cleans burnt food from pots.
What?
Hasn't read the article. And Gaylene finishes, why change something people love? It doesn't make sense.
The Morning Rumble Feedback Line.
You are amongst us. Have a sip of water there. Have a sip of Sprite.
Deep breaths, everyone.
That was the Morning Rumble Catch-Up Podcast. Catch them weekday mornings from 6.